chamber music was played.
Mm-hmm.
And Curtis Stearns did the Return of Ulysses with the orchestra. And the hall was filled, and there were many congratulations, and it was a very happy time. And, and Eric was felt very gratified by this.
Mm-hmm. Well, certainly such an occasion shows that he was solidly established as a composer here and had a wide circle of friends and admirers.
Oh, yes, he did. He really had. And they were, of course, some of them were really of the finest kind you could find in any place, you know. Very great composers and artists in all walks of life.
Mm-hmm. It might be appropriate at this time to talk a little bit about some of the orchestras and that performed Eric. We've talked about conductors, but we know that conductors move about. And as I look at a list of orchestras that performed Eric's music, it's quite overwhelming. He was actually heard throughout this country, wasn't he?
Yeah, many of the major orchestras of this country played his work. But, you see, there was... It was always only possible to play a small number of modern works on mm-hmm. any kind of program during the season. And there was, of course, a great competition because there were so many great composers living here at that time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, I think he would have even been played more.
I see.
But as it was, there was, of course, it was quite gratifying when you see the list.
Yes.
Yeah.
As I see Los Angeles, but also Buffalo and Pittsburgh and New York and even Vancouver. You got out of America. Chicago, very impressive list.
Uh-huh. Kansas City even, you know,
mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh. And, there were very few cities that didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Played once a work of his.
And of course, implied is a tremendous amount of hard work on your part, continually writing all these people. We've talked about that several times, but it still had to go on.
Yes,
together.
I mean, as I told you, it was, though the list is impressive, it was always, you know, far and wide in between, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And all this didn't happen in 1 year.
No, of course not.
Happened over the years, you know. So sometimes in some years there was just one performance, and then there were maybe years that were better.
Mm-hmm.
There were several things took place, and Eric would already think, well, now mm-hmm. I'm on my way, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that here in America, everything changes so quickly. And if we had a friend, then he also immediately, you know, was changed and his position changed, and that made it again difficult for him to bring new works and so on, you know?
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you go about investigating commissions or grants or things of that nature? Because it's at this time that they begin to become a little more available in America.
Well, these things are usually written up in the New York Times mm-hmm. or I think then we heard that say the New York Art Foundation would give grants, or that the Guggenheim was giving grants, or that Koussevitzky Foundation, and so we would write these letters, you know. And as with publishers, with foundations, Eric was usually mm-hmm. not too successful.
Mm-hmm.
It seems there was a little clique usually entrenched, and they mm-hmm. would give these commissions to their friends and not.
I see.
It didn't, you know, I was the other day I heard that Schoenberg too didn't get the Guggenheim.
Right.
So that made me feel a little better about the denials that the refusals we got constantly.
Mm-hmm. In 1955 and 1956, Eric composed his cello concerto. We've mentioned this before briefly. And said that it was in reality a concerto grosso where the solo instrument was part of the ensemble, perhaps just an equal among equals rather than standing out. This was commissioned by and dedicated to Piatigorsky,
yes.
But he never played it, I understand.
No.